hey, this is what we do on the Patreons. So enjoy the Patreon tease and sign up.
You're listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
Hey, Patreon kids, this is a podcast just for you.
We got this lovely,
Mackenzie from Bird Cloud, Olivia Grace, Shank, Chaley,
couple nice birds,
Egg Lester, Joby and Dave Rader and Jenny in the background, just hoping we get done so they can go have fun.
Man, I'm so glad Mackenzie's here. Mackenzie's so funny.
No.
Okay. And I remember the first night we were talking, you were like, is it okay if I hang out? Like, it's not going to be weird. And I was like, no, it's gonna be nice to have you around, you know? Because it's like, I was trying to explain without insulting anybody. He's like, yeah, it's just Doug and Doug's, it's just a bunch of 50-year-old dudes. No offense, guys.
No,
except for Tracy.
What you meant to say was, it's just Doug and Shaley, 50-year-old guys.
Remember when we used to have a no chicks rule on this podcast? No offense, chicks.
You don't know what I got going on between my legs, anyway.
But yeah, I don't know.
Have you been on the
blast.
Podcast before?
Yeah, just once, long when we did Parks Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've been trying to fucking get that mic to your face, and it's on a short
this is a
leash.
Microphone?
Yeah, I used to play music.
I'm okay, just reminding me.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Because I remember that dreaded night, the fucking worst hangover that I can remember. At
you?
Ron White's house.
Oh no, yeah, that's
remember
another...
I almost canceled the fucking next gig.
Oh
in
my
Atlanta.
God. That was the night. Yeah.
But before that, we tried to do a podcast, I think, in the hotel room, and we're all sober, and it didn't get aired.
Yeah, but the last one, well, we did two then. I forgot about the Ron White one because we were drinking Jaeger at fucking like 9
a.m. No, the night before one, if that even happened, that was never anything.
It was
the Ron White one was epic.
Mm-hmm. Did we podcast it?
Oh, yeah.
We did? Oh, yeah. My God. That hurts
fun.
So bad. That hurts to remember.
That was one of the best nights in my life with Brett Erickson.
Erickson was there?
Oh, yes. Erickson, I drank all of Ron White's green Johnny Walker. Like, that's like a fucking thing. I didn't know it was a thing, but I drank the whole fucking bottle.
It sounds elite.
And then we were out on the pool deck, which is overlooking the ninth hole of the place he used to own. And Erickson and I are naked jumping into the fucking pool thing. And then, like,
pool thing?
Jacuzzi thing.
Join me on my
grotto. We're taking selfies as, like, golfers are at the ninth hole. And we're up from the night before. Oh, it's so fun.
Did we ship Mishka Shabali out of there in an Uber?
They left, but I don't know how they got out of there. Because it was a gated thing, because it took us hours. I remember, because at like 1 p.m., I was holding a bottle of beer above my head and pouring it into Erickson's face as he laid down on the steps out of the place. That's a night to remember.
I like all these details because the only story I ever got from Stanhope was about trying to get home the next morning and what a pain in the ass it was.
No, Eric, he brought us. He basically demanded we have to go if he's going to do a guest set at the. We had two different shows in Atlanta scheduled for different areas, different bars. So we did the one.
Two different venues.
He's like, "You're going to come on my tour bus. We're going to go back to my house."
And the next night was the last night of the tour.
Yeah, he said, "And then don't worry, I'll get you all back in the morning."
He had a driver.
Yeah.
He had radio interviews all morning, and he was just like, nah.
Yeah, then he goes, I realize the tour's going in a different direction. You're going to have to get out of here on your own. And we're in like 40 fucking minutes away from Atlanta proper in this golf course gated community where they don't have Ubers hanging around out front. It took like 2 hours to get two cars because we had two cars worth of people. I don't know. Evidently, Erickson was one of them. I don't know.
I do remember that there was a talk of how long it would take to get to the the house, and someone lied. Flat out fucking Trump lied.
It was an hour and a half.
No, easily.
Easily. He ordered $200 worth of Mexican food that none of us ate. No,
we waited until the food, because we all the food, like Jasmine and I went and carried, like I needed someone to come with me because we ordered that much food across the street from the venue to get over there. We held the bus. It was a bus that we took there.
Yeah. Oh, and to get out of the first
game. Easily an hour to get to that place, but maybe an hour and a half. And but we're eating.
Oh, that was at night.
And yes,
before Atlanta traffic.
Yeah,
getting home
and laden with Mexican food.
Well, thank God something, because it was nothing but drinking. We walked in at Ron White's place. We walked in and then down, and I never went anywhere else except out onto where the pool thing was. Under the ninth hole. That was a huge house. I never went anywhere but to the bar.
You heard you said jacuzzi. Is this just a giant jacuzzi that you're still calling it a pool thing?
It was funny because
it's hard to call it a jacuzzi.
Erickson and I were like Panamint days. Like, I'm not going down. And we stayed up. And I remember in the morning when Ron White got up, there's a picture of me. Someone took. And I'm naked sitting on his fucking dining room table, like cloth chairs. I'm like, I'm so sorry. What can I do? I see the picture. I'm like, I'm sorry this happened. I'm not sorry that the picture. I'm sorry that I didn't have the wherewithal to throw a towel down or something. I remember we were crushing Adderall in the lavatory, and I drank all of the green whiskey. And all of that sounds like I made it up. Oh. But that happened.
What are you looking up on your phone?
I was I drop my phones in the toilet all the time, and I don't know how to do iCloud. So I have this picture of Doug when we're walking through. Okay, so it's the next day, and we had performed a second set or something about it at Ron White's. And then we were like, in our diapers and stuff, rolling around the marble floor. And then the next day, we take our diapers off and we're putting together our instrument cases and stuff. And I just remember walking down the hallway at this hotel in Atlanta trying to get back in there and get the rest of our things. And it's just hanging out and Doug's taking us, and it's just like a diaper. It's just like clipped inside of it, just walking straight down the fucking thing. Diapers hanging out everywhere.
Plenty more where that came from. Go to Patreon. What's it? How's it go, Chaley? Patreon.com/Stanhope or something?
Well, almost. It's Patreon.com/Stanhope podcast. You can actually join. It's as little as $1 a month. You can get in and you get one extra podcast minimum.
Well, what's the high end? Dollar's the low end. So like $1 million.
There's three tiers.
There's
a dollar, there's a $5, and then there's a $25. And we've got a number of $25 donors.
What do you call those people?
Our best friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the phone. What would you like us to talk about on this podcast?
Yeah, well. Go to DougStanhope.com/
Patreon.com/StanhopePodcast. Jesus.
It's always better when he says it.
All right. Hey, thanks. We really appreciate you signing up. Enjoy.